This is Ozarks at Large. The Museum of Native American History has commissioned a Muskogee artist to create a new Trail of Tears mural as part of a joint exhibition with Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. The mural will be comprised of 3 4-foot by 8-foot panels, which Tulsa-based artist Johnny Diacon has started painting in his home studio. To learn more about the project, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda spoke with the artist, as well as museum director Charlotte Buchanan Yale, who says they're thrilled to be working with the artist.
One thing that we love about the museum is that we connect the 16,000-year history of the first people of all the Americas with present-day cultural leaders making news, art, and excitement today. And a lot of times, well, actually most of the times, these people will become part of our museum family. And that is Johnny and his wife, Nikki. I mean, they have worked with us at a drop of a hat. And so when the project came up to do the joint exhibit with Crystal Bridges, Companion Species, We're All Related, I couldn't think of a better artist to spotlight, because during COVID, we've had to build our virtual presence where we have virtual tours and incredible events. And, we really want to feature the good works of, you know, the indigenous community that's out there. And I thought, Johnny is the guy. And I thought, well, why not? Let's do something big and let's take one of the walls and create a mural. And Johnny submitted his design for the Trail of Tears mural. And we said, yes. And that is how I snagged Johnny.
Johnny, can you tell me a little bit about how you came up with the idea for your mural? It's not finished yet, and we're on radio, so you can't see it. So can you kind of describe what it will look like?
Yeah, I came up with the idea because, you know, my people got to Oklahoma because of the Indian Removal Act, Andrew Jackson's Indian Removal Act. So, you know, everybody thinks of the Cherokees, you know, being removed, but there was a lot of tribes that were removed because of that. And so it's kind of a important piece of my who I am. You know, my people ended up here in Oklahoma. And so when I do these works, you know, I don't do too many Trail of Tears pieces. Because, you know, I am an artist and that's how I make my money, you know, my living. And I really don't like to depict the suffering like that and make money off of it, you know. But when I do these pieces, like for this mural, it's a commemorative piece, you know, to let people know that this is what happened, you know, and that we're still here and we're in the situation that we are because of this. And to us, you know, the Trail of Tears is almost like a Holocaust. You know, it's a memorial when we do these pieces. It's our ancestors, you know, our relatives, and it's an honor and a tribute to them. And so when I came up with this idea, I wanted to do, you know, the panels. I've got 3 large panels. They're about 4 by 8, you know, the 3 panels. But it'll be it'll be what you usually see on the Trail of Tears, you know, a line of people, you know, and I'm going to show different little aspects of what they had to go through on the trip over, you know, just to give a little glimpse, you know. It'll be kind of like a clip note version of this painting. I'm going to show a lot of little incidences that happen, you know, just kind of highlight it. You know, they may not all happen at once, but, you know, just give that little, so people, when they see it, they'll know this is what happened. That was my plan for the mural. And I've got a big enough area to work with. I can do a lot of, you know, the depiction that I want to get that across. And then the size of it, I think, will be, you know, I've done smaller ones and people have been touched by it. I think once they see it even bigger, it kind of draw them into it more. And that's my plan with the design on this, is to get people kind of that feeling that, you know, they're walking beside these people.
How did you get into art and painting to begin with? Is that something that you picked up from your family, or how did you become interested in that?
Well, my late father was a sign painter, an old school sign painter, did the hand lettering of signs. And he moved us to Arkansas years ago. He followed where the work was. So he moved us from Oklahoma to Northwest Arkansas, because Walmart was starting out and Tyson's, and there was billboards, because Beaver Lake had just started. And so there was a lot of billboard and sign work going on in that area because it was growing. So he moved us over there. And as a young child, you know, I just got interested in color and art design from him. Had poor eyesight, went to an eye doctor and got my glasses fixed, or my eyes fixed. And I could see that this doctor was a collector of the old flat style Indian art. And that was my first experience where I could actually see, because I was legally blind without glasses. And I saw the artwork for the first time. I saw these images and it stuck in my head. And this is as a young boy. And so, you know, I was trying to replicate those images that I saw using my dad's sign paints and stuff. And then I helped, you know, as I was getting older, and I helped him with his sign business. And that's how I got interested in art, because he was doing a lot of art and he nourished that interest. And then as I got older, I graduated high school and I was out for a few years, and I found out about Bacon College in Muskogee. And they had an Indian art program there. So I enrolled there, and that began my career, in art. And then I went to the Institute of American Indian Arts out in Santa Fe. And so I've been entering shows for the last 40 years and doing paintings. And that's how I got started. I trace the roots back to my dad, because he was a sign painter, but he was a graphic artist, and he was had a lot of background in these things that, just sparked my interest at a young age.
And how would you describe your style of work now?
Oh, gosh. I had one teacher say it was schizophrenic, because I go from the flat style to a more, contemporary look. It just depends what I'm in the mood to do or what I'm depicting, how I want to depict that scene. Like with this recent COVID experience, I did some artist response pieces and the initial lockdown. I was in my studio with nothing to do after about a week of being worried about where it was going. I finally got the desire to create again. And so I did a piece that was more contemporary style, that was in relationship to COVID and older Native Americans, because it was affecting our older people, our elders. And so I did a piece on that. And then as time going on, I thought, well, here's all these healthcare workers on, the front lines in Indian country, in the hospitals and stuff. So I did a flat style piece. And so, it was COVID related. So it was an old style of painting with a modern, situation. So I go back and forth. Like this mural, I thought about doing flat style. I thought, no, I'm going to do a different style. And so I got locked in on this more Western looking style of art. So I'm going to do this instead of the flat style. But yeah, it goes back and forth, and just depends what medium I'm using. Cause I do, I use oils, acrylics, anything I can do with 2D art, it just depends what the mood is and how that idea comes to me, how I do my art. And it's kind of hard to explain without actually seeing the images of what my art, because it's different styles. You can always tell it's mine because I got a certain style about my art, but you can always tell it's mine no matter which style I'm using.
So you have different styles of work. As a Native artist, do you face any challenges in terms of the expectation of what you're supposed to create? I've heard artists say that, as a Native artist, people expect them to only do Native art. So something like the Trail of Tears, but they are in fact an artist and they want to do other things that inspire them as well, not just their heritage. Is that something that you have dealt with in your career?
Yeah. And when I paint things, if I do like an everyday scene, it's usually, I paint from within my culture or who I am. So it may be a scene of people cooking, women cooking, or just everyday life. So it doesn't, sometimes it just doesn't look different than what you'd see someone else painting, but the subject matters and the people in it are usually Native, because that's what I'm painting. I think where I have a lot of people expect when they see Indian art, they want to see Plains Indians with the headdresses and on horses and buffalo hunts and things like that, which is not what my people did. So a lot of times when I produce work on my people in the Muskogee, we're Southeastern Indian. We've got different customs, different traditions, different attire when we perform ceremonies. So it may not look what a non-native that's familiar with our tribe thinks what an Indian piece should look like. So they may not recognize it right off as being what they think is Native American looking, you know. But people in my tribe see it and they go, and they love it because they recognize it right immediately what those images are, what they mean. So that's kind of one of the dilemmas I run into with non-natives when I get into art markets. They may pass it over because they like it, but they can't relate to it because it's not what they think an Indian piece of work should look like. And like I said, you know, I paint just whatever I decide to paint. And so a lot of times it may not be a straight up ceremonial piece or something like that. It might just be everyday life, but the people in it are Native, because that's just where I'm coming from when I paint. And so, I've even done a painting of people sitting in an IHS waiting room, an Indian Health Service, you know, clinic waiting room, which is a bunch of Indians sitting in the waiting room, you know, and people look at it and go, well, this is Indian art. I don't get it. But Indians look at it and they say, oh, yeah, yeah, I've been in this clinic. And they recognize it right off, you know. But that, to me, that's, you know, it's Native art. It's produced by a Native person. People looking at me say, well, this isn't a buffalo hunt. What are these Indians doing sitting in this, you know, are these people doing sitting in, you know, this room? But yeah, it's definitely Indian art.
So have you come up with a title for the mural that you're working on presently? And when do you think it might be done?
I haven't came up with a title for it yet. I'll probably will come up with one. You know, probably I usually come up with titles after I get them done. And I'm hoping by the first part of the 2021, around January, I'll have them done, because I'll have plenty of time to work on them. But once I get started, it shouldn't take long at all, because I'll wake up in the middle of the night because I can't sleep, and I'll work on 2 or 3 hours, you know, and I should be sleeping. I'll be working on it. So I'm hoping by January I'll have it done.
Well, something to look forward to in the new year. Charlotte, once it is done, where will it be installed at the museum?
We are excited. Our first mural went up a couple of years ago by J. Nicole Hatfield. And when you drive by the museum, it's three outstanding portraits. And the reason why I looked at Johnny, I mean, he's our spotlight artist, and you actually can see some of his prints on our online gift shop. So it will be on the south side of the building, and it will be right below our great room where we have events, and it'll be on the parking lot side. And we will have it framed. So, you know, because he's taking the panels, we'll frame it, and it'll go up that way. And no matter what happens, this mural will be a moving piece of art. It'll always be put together. And again, it is absolutely my honor to feature the work of Johnny Diacon. Mr. Bogle, that created the museum, has Cherokee heritage. And we want to show all the other different tribes that were part of that removal, and to never forget. So we are an official Trail of Tears stop. And so we did a presentation with the Arkansas Trail of Tears just recently, and that will always be part of our archives. But what has happened with Johnny is that they have now made us a national stop. So we're really excited, and it's such an honor, because there's little street signs that say Trail of Tears, and you're like, well, where is it? Where is it? Because there's so many tributaries that people don't realize. And so this will be part of a national effort to draw people in. It makes us more available to tell the story and to feature it.
That was Charlotte Buchanan Yale, director of the Museum of Native American History, and Tulsa-based artist Johnny Diacon. You can find photos of the work in progress on Johnny's social media pages. Just search for Johnny Diacon Art on Facebook or Instagram. He spells his last name D-I-A-C-O-N. And this is Ozarks at Large.